snap, I done found my own bag.
Back in here another Sunday. I am so excited. I'm excited to be here. You know what? I feel like I have dual citizenship, right? I'm back in the Vegas studio. Last Sunday, we was in the LA studio. We had lots of fun with Septimius and Nam Jones. We had so much fun with them. And so now we're back in the Vegas studio and we have a wonderful show for you here on 2020 Vision. So first of all, you guys, give it up for 2020 Vision, baby. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You know what? Them hand claps, they gotta be a little more, you know, live and louder, Steve. Come on now. Let's try one more time. Yes. Now, are those the same hand claps that you had before? Because I feel like we missing about 10 people. It was probably like 30 people. Yeah, we can hold on. We can hold back on you. Again, we have a wonderful show for you guys today. You know what? I named this one Boss Lady Series Part 1, starring, are you guys ready for this, Courtney Lockridge. You guys, say hello to Courtney Lockridge. Give her a warm 2020 Vision welcome. Courtney, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And yourself?
All is well. Say hello to the people. We're out in Facebook land live. We're in YouTube land live. And I am tripping because I don't have my Instagram live turned on right now, and I'm going to need that in a second. But in the meantime, in between time, we are here live, you guys. We're going to have such a great time talking about boss lady shit, y'all. That's what we're about to talk about. That's what we're about to get into. But before we get into the show, you guys know how I like to do. First of all, I want to give my shout out, and I want to give my shout out to Steven in Vegas for lending his studio to us for the 2020 Vision show. Thank you. Want to shout you out. I keep forgetting every time to shout you out, Steven, but thank you so much for letting us use your studio here in Vegas and making sure that everything is right. You know, he's very accurate. He's very particular. So I really appreciate that. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Shout out to you, Steven, as well as shout out to new friends and new people that's helping me out. You know, Edouard, shout out to you. Edouard Legrette is what his name is, darling, yes. So shout out to him for coming in and helping me and making sure everything is right as well. And definitely shout out to Spirit, you know, definitely last but not least, but definitely shout out to Spirit. And there is a lot of things going on about sex trafficking, and it's really getting heightened. I think there were some things going on in Houston, some things going on in Vegas. So, you know, we're going to dive into that a little bit. But I want to shout out to all the women that are staying vigilant. Shout out to the women. Shout out to the women. Shout out to the women, especially black women. Shout out to the black women. Shout out to the young girls. Shout out to every woman being safe. We are the mothers of this earth. Protect the womb, you guys. Protect the womb. And so just shout out to everybody that's staying vigilant. Shout out to all the videos that I'm receiving, all of the information that I'm receiving on a daily basis to make sure that we are staying vigilant. And, you know, women, we are united. We are going to protect one another, and we're going to stand strong, and this is not going to beat us. The thing about it is they're actually using women to abduct women, which is so shameful. You know, we would think they're going to look different than us, but at some point they're starting to look just like us. So, you know, just shout out to us standing strong. Shout out to us standing strong. And right about now, I want to get into that first TikTok video. Steven, what you got for me first?
I'm F-R-E-E-E-E. That means I ain't got a word by no G. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet. I'm F-R-E-E-E.
Yes. Even the monkey knows better. What you think about that, Courtney?
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. I know you guys got that going on. Love it. Talented.
The monkey?
Yeah.
You know, he said he free too, you know? Oh man! So moving right along, let's get into this. Okay, now we got my Instagram live going on here. Okay, let's get into it. What's the next video that we have? Oh, I'm sorry. Shout out to Daryl Vales. Daryl Vales sent that one in. Thank you, Daryl. You guys. And actually, I think that was a reel that he sent in. I usually do TikTok videos, but I accept reels too. So thank you guys for sending things in. I'm accepting the TikTok videos. I'm perusing TikTok. And I'm also accepting the reels from IG and Facebook. So keep sending them to me. Keep loading my inbox with them. And I'm going to keep showing them and just shouting you guys out. So thank you, Daryl Vales, for sending that in. I'm F-R-E-E-I-A-A. All right. What do we have next, please?
It's a couple people every generation that wasn't supposed to make it out but decode the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to speak, it's like a coded language. Reminds because of their strength and all the stolen greatness.
Yes, sir.
You know, just a little go ahead. I want to. Yeah. Clap a nip, you can't not clap a nip. Give them the loud clap. Just give them the one where they just going crazy. Yeah. That's okay, that's it. That's the one. Yes, give it up for Nipsey. Always dropping jewels, even now. Even now, it's timeless. Timeless music, timeless energy cannot be killed nor destroyed. Just transformed, and he is replenishing the universe with his, you know, powerful messages all the time, which is energy that we need to, we need it for our food. We need that. And so just, you know, that I just wanted him to come in and drop a few jewels for this particular show, because we're going to get into some entrepreneurship and some boss lady shit, which is what Nipsey was all about. That's what he stood for. So just wanted to kind of pay homage and also pay homage to the Queen Courtney. So you guys, what's the next video that we have, Steve?
Because black people can just sense when stuff ain't right. It's just something about the do-do-do-do.
Dude is crazy.
Some more. Mm-hmm, yeah, he crazy. I'm going home. This dude trying to make the news. Damn. White people walk right up to the top. What are you doing in here with that shotgun? No pop.
We be at home.
I was just there. I knew it. Hey. They done shot up the job.
Man, kill the supervisor. I'm going to apply for the job tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. Courtney, now I know you're you know, you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you have your own company and own business, but have you ever worked in, you know, a 9-to-5, someone else's job and knew that something crazy was going down, was about to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
And they usually kind of told me before. They gave me the heads up. Most
so it's the courtesy. We get the courtesy.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. What did you do? Did you get out of there, or did you stay
like,
for the excitement?
Are you sure? I was like, are you sure you want to do this? They're like, yeah. What if I do this today? I was HR at the time. They're like, what is going to be my check? Just let me know how much my check is going to be if I walk out today and do that. I'm just like, I don't think it's a good idea. Like, I was trying to get them off the land, but, I tried. But, I had to tell them how much they were going to get paid to at the same time. So that was my sister.
Look at you. You played the Good Samaritan, but you still going to get your money, honey.
Yes.
I love it. You tried to talk them off the ledge, huh?
No. I'm a Libra, so we're always looking at like.
Oh, justice. You balance the scale.
Yeah.
I love me some Libras, man. You guys are popping. I have two brothers. One brother, his birthday is September the 27th.
Oh, okay.
And then I have another brother that's October the 12th.
Oh, okay. I'm October
3rd. All right, now. Libras, baby.
Hey.
Y'all starting to surround me now. Let's see. Maybe justice is coming my way.
Hey. We got your back, baby.
Yes. Okay, well, shout me out because I actually picked that video out. But let's play that next video, see.
Hey, is somebody sitting at home right now, right this very second, that is confused, okay? They sitting there going, damn, I have talked about her, lied on her, lied to her. I have done everything I could to ruin her, to break her. And she's still standing. She's still surviving. She's still thriving. I don't understand how she's doing that.
Well, baby, that's because favor ain't fair.
No, not the real. Favor ain't fair, y'all.
What you know about that, Courtney? What'd you say?
I said she's real all the time, real direct. Yes. Like, she acts like a little crazy sometimes, but I love it. You know?
Yeah. And but what you know about that favor not being fair? Just when they wanted to count you out.
All the time. I just try to make sure I do my part in all that I do.
Look at you, humble. That's so sweet of you. But we're gonna get into your story and we're going to see how that thing called favor plays out, especially when they tried to count you out.
God is always on my side.
That's right. That's right. Shout out to Tammy for that video. We love your content. Yes, we'll keep posting. You keep posting. We're going to keep posting. We're going to keep showing the people what you're doing. Everybody knows Tammy. Everybody knows what she does. So shout her out. Yes, yes, and yes. What do we have next week?
Okay, so our two bedrooms right now, they have no view, no updated appliances. Neighbors are a little loud. Those are going for $3,900 right now, which is a steal. We do ask that you make five times the rent. So at $3,900, need to at least make $20,000 a month in this economy, which is great. To rent our semi-luxury apartments without neighbors, roaches here and there, you will need a 760 credit score or higher. Higher is better. And we also have no security cameras in the garage. So if your car gets broken into, we don't care. We do also require an $8,000 security deposit that you may or may not get back, leaning towards the may not. We do also require first and second month's rent to move in. For our lease terms, we do have a 36 and a 48. We do need to see your entire lease's rent inside your bank account to move in. So that'll be $3,900 times that 36 month lease. So we'll need to see $140,000 inside your bank account right now to move in. We'll also need the $8,000 security deposit on top of the first and second month's rent to move in. Did you want me to go in the back and get you an application?
Y'all take food stamps?
We can attest to that, huh? Living in that Southern California, they make you pay for that sunshine, don't they?
Yeah, they just went up on my rent.
What?
2 months ago, and I was just like, oh, man, I guess I'm going to have to see if I can negotiate. And I tried to, like, yeah, no, we don't, you can't just either move it, you either stay here or put in your 30 days notice. I was like, dang, like, I'll stay, I guess. Yeah.
They need to be stopped, I swear. I mean,
right.
We're always voting and trying to, you know, but, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like the other side keeps winning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, she was, you know, a little bit, she wasn't even exaggerating that much.
Yeah.
She was exaggerating, but not even that, like, maybe, you know what I mean? But not that much, you know.
Yeah, it's real.
I remember I was complaining because I had moved in these luxury apartments and it had like fruit flies in there. My view was of the garbage cans, and there was like the washer had a smell like it had mold or whatever. And they were just so upset that I had something to say. This was the first day. They were so upset that I was complaining to the point where I was, like, talking to corporate over the email. She said, well, usually you don't do this, but you can break the lease if you like. I'm like, damn. So instead of fixing stuff, like, you rather break my lease because I'm saying something. I'm calling you guys out on this luxury, expensive-ass apartment. But, you know, you rather break my lease and come fix it. Like, really? It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm quick to email corporate real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, CC everybody, BCC people.
And I hold them accountable to their standards. Like, you know, I really appreciate, I'm not going to shout their name out, but I'll, I'll say things like, hey, I expect a higher standard from your company. I've been dealing with your company for quite some time. And this is,
right.
I mean, this is appalling. Like, you know, I get appalled real quick.
I am the same way.
Get appalled. How dare you? You know,
right.
All this money. I have a family in Texas, and they was telling me, you should move here because, like, if you move here, you see these prices, you'll want to go back and slap somebody's mama in California.
Like, I love Cali.
I know. I can't. What are we going to do?
What are you going to make more money. That's it.
Well, come on. Say that. Say that. Because you know what? One time, you know, I found myself praying that they lower the rent, and I heard God say, you praying the wrong way. You praying for them to lower the rent when you're supposed to be praying up. You're supposed to be praying for those finances to go up. What you praying down for? Like, what?
Right.
How did the game
do that? Hello.
Oh, God. Okay. So we got one more, two more. What, how many more? Two more. Okay. Are they quick? Oh, this one is really important. Let's show this one. And even if we have to miss the last one, that's fine. Let's show this one. We were talking about
sex trafficking. I think a lot of awareness is being raised about sex trafficking and abductions. I'm going to go ahead and retell my story. This happened at a Walmart in the Fountain, Colorado area, which is right outside of Colorado Springs, at 2 p.m. in the day. I was drugged and almost abducted. The question that I always get is, how did this happen? Like, how the hell were you drugged in a Walmart at 2 p.m. in the day? And y'all, honestly, I can't even, I'm still trying to process. But the facts are that two people who looked like me did this. It wasn't a creep. It wasn't somebody who looked older and creepy and scary. It was somebody who looked like they could be my cousin. And the woman was the one who came up to me talking really fast, asking me if I wanted to smell a perfume from her new perfume business. Before you know it, this substance was on my arm. It smelled like perfume. It didn't burn. There was nothing weird about it. Nothing at all. I put my wrist up to my nose like this, and I guess by taking a regular inhale, because I did not sniff it, it went into my system by both my nose and through my skin. I instantly began to lose consciousness, so I started to walk backwards so I can keep my eyes on them. Stumbling, trying to get to my aunt. However, I remember the man's face so vividly. He was smiling, and they were both walking towards me still. I was able to take a picture of them from a side angle as they were leaving after they saw that I had took out my phone. Again, this happened in a Walmart at 2 p.m. in the day. I told employees they did not help me One of the employees specifically looked at my phone, grinned, and walked off. The facts are that this could have been you. This could have been your niece, your nephew, whoever that you love. So be careful, especially as a woman. Be careful. I know y'all just saw what happened in Houston. They're targeting us, okay? Be careful. Be careful. Because I'm still here, but there's somebody who is not.
You know, be vigilant, ladies. That's scary. I can't even, I'm kind of, Courtney, I'm kind of stuck on words.
I'm so glad that you showed that. I didn't know about that. I didn't know that was going on. Like, that is really scary. And, like, I'm glad I'm always, like, in a rush where I'm always, like, pushing people, like, no, thank you all the time. But, like, you know, any normal person would just be nice enough to, like, have somebody show them something and you want to be nice and, like, you know, deal with them. But, like, that's horrible. Like,
yeah.
Be very, like, you know, careful with our surroundings.
And the way she described it sounded like a horror movie. She said when she realized she was drugged, she started walking backwards to keep her eyes on them. And the one man was smiling at her. Like, that sounded like something, you know, Steven Spielberg. I mean, it sounded horrible. You know what I mean?
For her to get away like that,
And the fact that all she had to do was grab her phone, and that's how she, you know, that's how they were detoured. So, you know, those are tips that we can use, ladies, like just even, you know, being able to hold your composure as long as you possibly can, you know, before you pass out, or thinking really quickly on your feet once you realize that you're drugged. If it's as simple as grabbing your cell phone and, you know, actively making a call or filming or whatever you need to do to detour them. You know, these are things that, you know, we could use. You know, we always think about fighting, but sometimes we may not even be able to do so, you know. And what's even more scary for me is the fact that no one wanted to help her. Broad daylight, a busy store, you know. You guys, you know, right now, let's make a pledge to ourselves, to each other, to not be so self-absorbed. You know, when we see a woman in need, especially a woman, another fellow woman in need, stop and help and talk and see if they're okay. Actually, like I said, I'm in Vegas right now. So yesterday I was coming out of a venue, and there was this young girl sitting there, and she was, you know, I thought at first she might have been drunk, but she looked like she was high. You know, you can kind of tell the difference between someone being drunk, because drunk seems to be overt and slur and falling all over, but high seems to be more slow motion, more euphoric. You know what I mean? And so she was high, and she was just sitting there, and she was, you know, doing this and that. And, you know, a friend of mine pointed it out to me, like, man, she's really high. And so I went and sat with her, and she seemed to be by herself. There was another lady kind of standing off to the side, almost like she was waiting. She had her back turned as if she wasn't paying attention to her. But from these videos that I've watched, it seems like she was kind of waiting for her to just kind of pass out, or waiting for someone to come grab her because she was, you know, passing out. So I just sat next to her, and she was a little afraid of me. And I was thinking, wow, I'm not the one you should be afraid of right now. But she's a little afraid of me. So I just touched her and just said, are you okay? And she tried to straighten up. And that's what gave me the okay to kind of leave her be, because I can see her trying to straighten up, even if my presence was just enough for her to come to her senses. I can see her trying to straighten. And I said, are you okay? And I asked her about 3 or 4 times. I said, you okay? I said, I'll stay here with you. She said, no, I'm okay. And she was more, it was kind of like a little bit out of fear of me. Like, she didn't know what I was up to, but that was fine. If my job was just to make her be more alert than she was, then I feel just a little bit better. I didn't want to leave her, but she just kind of was like, no, I'm good. But she was gone. So ladies, it doesn't take but a second. It doesn't take a second for us to get snatched up or whatever. So if you see another lady that looks like she's in need, if she's standing around waiting for a ride and it's at nighttime, or it's a abandoned area or anything, if you see something that looks like it's it's suspicious and unsavory for another woman, stop, say something, see if she's okay, even offer her a ride if you have to. That's that's my advice in regards to us looking out for each other and helping each other. I didn't mean for this show to take a turn, but that this has really been important, and it's really been on my radar lately.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, you guys, without further ado, I really want to get into Courtney's story. It is so compelling. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited that we have her here on the show. She's going to walk us through her, you know, triumphant story about her entrepreneurship and her taking her health and wealth, which health is wealth, into her own hands. You know, a lady after my own heart, someone that decided to take something that she was passionate about and something that affected her life directly and make it a business, you understand, and make it something that was safe for your average woman to participate in. You know, when you don't want to, women, we're always trying to self-improve, but a lot of us, we don't want to go too deep. You know what I mean? You know, we want to do just enough, or sometimes we can't even afford to go that deep, but she's a part of the solution. And she's a part of giving us other options so that we can feel better in our own skin. And, you know, she's not only talking about, you know, physical health, but she also gets into the mental and the spiritual health. You guys, without further ado, you guys welcome my sister, the queen, Courtney Lockridge. Give it up for you guys. Yes, it is a pleasure.
I don't even know where to start.
Don't worry. I'm going to guide you through it. Don't even worry about it. I got you. You can sit back and cruise at this point. You can sit back and cruise. So, Courtney, tell us where you are originally from. Let's start there.
I grew up in Santa Clarita in Palmdale.
Okay.
Way over there in the desert area. Yes. My parents are from Africa. My mom is from Sierra Leone, and my dad's from Nigeria.
Okay, I knew that. I didn't know exactly where, but I knew your roots were straight from the motherland. I could tell.
Yeah.
I could feel it in you. Okay. So, multicultural. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I grew up there, and I went to CSUN for college in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I just worked every single place that I could on campus.
Yes.
To kind of get used to the my surroundings and my environment. And everything just, like, changed for me, like, going into college as a pre-med student.
Mm-hmm.
And me working as an intern for a multimillionaire in the Valley. That kind of, like, changed my whole perspective of what I wanted to do in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My whole life, like, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be an OBGYN. You know, when they would ask you, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was like, I want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from my roots and my background and my parents.
Yeah, like you're supposed to be a doctor.
Like, you know, either lawyer, doctor, engineer, you know.
Yes.
And so I chose up, and I chose to be a doctor. But after getting into the real world and, like, seeing, like, oh, my God, I'm going to be in school for, like, 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be debt loans, up to, like, $200,000 of loans of being a doctor. I'm not going to have that much quality time with my family because I most likely will be on call delivering all these babies.
Yeah.
And so when I was exposed to this CEO that I worked right up under, I got to see, like, his availability, like his freedom that he had, you know, he worked from home. He made the first floor was offices and his mansion and the second floor was his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to see like him interacting with his family, him being able to have his family time and work, him able to do whatever he wants to do, bringing in income, of course, being able to hold down the fort, being the father, being the husband, being the CEO of the company all in one roof. And I was like, oh my gosh, he was killing the game. You know, I was like, this is what entrepreneur is all about. You know, I was like, I want that. I want my quality time. I want to wake up whenever I want to. I want to create my own schedule. I want to be my own boss. You know, I want freedom. And from there, it's like, you know, I had to make the crazy decision to switch my major and, like, you know, coming to my parents and telling them, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I want to start a business. You know, it was, like, one of the turning points in my life.
So So when you were, so this happened to you while you were not in college, but while you were, actually, it happened to you while you were in college. So in regards to you changing your major. So when you were a little girl, when you first got to Cali, how old were you?
Oh, I've lived in Cali. I grew up, I'm born here. I'm first generation.
Okay. So when you were this little girl, you were the only thing you could focus on was doctor.
Okay.
Did you know what you wanted to study? What type of doctor?
At first, I would be playing with, house, and I would be playing as a teacher.
Okay.
So, you know, I found out later on teachers don't make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then I was like, I love kids. So, you know, okay, the different options I had, doctor, lawyer, right, engineer.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can be a doctor, and I can deliver kids, still be around the babies. And, you know, the teacher's not making enough for the lifestyle that I wanted to be able to live. I don't know how I knew that, or maybe it was instilled in me by my parents, or maybe they told me teachers don't make that much money. Like, that's how I kind of, like, you know, moved from school teacher to being an OBGYN.
Okay. And so now what sparked your interest in regards to being an entrepreneur was working for this millionaire.
Yeah, multi-millionaire.
And you loved his schedule, you loved his freedom, you loved the fact that he gets to work from home, and he was still able to make that money.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And so it was that kind of motivated you into, okay, now I need to have my own business. And that coupled with the 15 years that you had to be in school.
right, yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I did some research. I saw, like, these other, like, entrepreneurs, like, they some of them even, they dropped out of high school, dropped out of college, and they were still, like, successful. And I was like, well, that's weird. You know, everything was about, like, education and making it always the highest education level that you can possibly make to be able to have an amazing living. But then I saw the other spectrum of, you know, of life. And I was like, there's multiple ways to be successful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so then from there, it took you into actually body positivity. I want to get into that part of your story. You know, obviously there's a passion to, you know, help other women. There's a passion to help us be beautiful. But there's also a stronger passion, I would say, to help us be healthy. What was that thing in you that, you know, made you want to help other women through their journey of health?
Well, I would say it first started with me. I have struggled with weight loss and weight issues and body image and body positivity since I would say I was in high school.
Okay.
I went on back then it was called Atkins diet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Low carb. Right. So back then I was putting myself on a diet in high school, you know, and I saw the changes in me. I saw my confidence built up. You know, I thought I was all that at one point. I'm just like, I look good. I feel good. And then when you look and feel good, you attract like positive energy and positive things are coming your way, you know?
Yeah.
But then when I went to college, like this thing kept, it felt like my weight was going up and down.
Okay.
There were different things were going on. And I could relate to Oprah. I don't know if you remember when Oprah was going through her weight issues and weight loss and body issues. It was just like a yo-yo going up and down, up and down. Sometimes you would see her, like, looking good, but then other times she would be gaining the weight back.
Yeah.
Like, throughout all my years between high school and in my mid-20s till even, like, early 30s, like, I dealt with that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, like, COVID when I decided to make like the final stance and like taking control because like everybody that you probably know, everybody gained a little weight during that time, right?
Yeah.
So when I think I was at a Thanksgiving party at my dad's and I got a picture, took pictures. When I looked at my picture, I was like, oh my gosh, I look really heavy right now. This is not me. I was like, this is not me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not want to show my picture or post my picture. I was like, that's not the kind of person that I usually am. I'm usually like, I love myself no matter what, but I felt like, okay, maybe I'm at my lowest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I weighed myself and I was like, you know what? I need to like change my lifestyle and not just go on a diet, but make this a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so during that point, I was at my highest at 253.
Mm-hmm.
I hopped on the keto because I knew that that was one of my strong suits.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Yeah. I already know all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Times when people like try to lose weight, you got to try all these different types of diets and lifestyle. I mean, that one worked for me because I love my seafood. I love my meat.
Yes.
You know? And I had to like they rebuke the bread and the grain and the rice and all that stuff.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you like, you know, what does keto entail? I have a couple of different friends that are keto, and it seems to be working really well for them in regards to weight loss. But what is the premise of keto, and what does keto actually mean?
So keto, it does something to your system, and it puts your body in a state called ketosis.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's when you deprive your body from fat,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
sugar, bread, rice, grain. So you're only eating, you're not even eating fruits at one point at the beginning of it because it has sugar.
Okay.
So you're only eating vegetables and any type of meat, no dairy.
Okay.
And even nuts, you can't even eat nuts. If you're doing like the strict version of it,
yes.
It's just plant-based basically and any type of meat.
Okay.
But fruits, anything with sugars, you can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been living that lifestyle now since 2020.
Okay.
June 2020 up until now. Every now and then, because I've kind of like stabilized where I wanted to be. I'm at my lowest at like 207 right now.
Uh-huh.
So every once in a while, like, you know, I'll have some sushi because it has,
yes.
you know, rice and eat it. But I'm like, that's still healthy though,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
you know? but yeah, I love it. And I love how I feel. I love the energy that I have. I like who I've become. I'm still on my health journey.
Yes.
It's still something that, you know how they say, living a healthy lifestyle and dieting, like the most important thing about it is what you eat.
Right.
So,
right.
So within that time, I can say I lost about 40 pounds without exercising consistently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm a great multitasker, but I know with this weight gain and weight loss and all that stuff, like, I can't do everything all at the same time.
Right.
I can't, like, exercise. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, let me just focus on just changing my eating habits and just focus on that. And then when I get to a plateau, you know, and that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I just had my first gym session with my trainer yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Courtney, like, you tried to stall it long enough. Like, it's time to start exercising, you know, consistently. So, but, yeah, you're able to, like, lose weight with just eating the right things,
yeah.
eating healthy,
yeah.
you know. And I would commend that to anybody, like, at least start somewhere,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And I don't bring nothing in my house or do any grocery shopping with stuff that I can't eat.
So yeah.
It makes it easier for me to just eat healthy all the time.
Yeah, that's a really strong statement, you know. You're in charge of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't self-sabotage, as you say.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, don't bring, like, the Oreo cookies in the house. If you know, you're not supposed to eat them Oreo cookies. Right. So,
yeah.
like, you know. So
I said,
the
fact. No. They're like, Courtney, you don't have chips? Or, I was like, no, I have rice cake.
How's grocery shopping for you, though? Like, when you're walking past, is there an aisle that you kind of dread walking past? Or?
Yeah, I don't go down the chip aisle. The chip aisle has the cookies.
Okay, okay.
That whole aisle, I don't even have to go. I just pass it right on. Sorry.
Now, do you find yourself at, like, your Whole Foods, your Sprouts, or are you a regular grocery store? Like, how do you?
I go to Vons. I love Vons.
Okay.
I dabble and dabble in Whole Foods, too. Uh-huh. Between Vons and Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole
yeah.
Foods be trying to charge your whole arm and
yeah.
your leg, though.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I dibble and dabble.
So now, what do you feel about the meal preps? Have you seen those meal prep programs?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I haven't tried one yet, but I keep saying I'm going to do it just because of the busy lifestyle, but yet I have to maintain health. So how do you feel about those?
Yeah, I love those. Those are great. They can be pricey, though.
Okay.
But they work wonders. It's like they're giving you everything that you need to eat healthy and lose the weight. And as long as you're just doing that, of course you're going to lose the weight because, like, they're showing you exactly what you need to do and they're preparing everything for you. I've done it before myself. Like, it is time consuming when you do it yourself.
Okay.
Right? I would say, but it works.
Yes.
It does work. It's the easiest way to lose weight, especially if you're, like, doing keto and then you're doing keto and you're prepping your meals for the whole week. like you're winning all day long.
Yes.
But like, just take some time. Like when I was doing it, I would take a Sunday. It would take probably like 3-4 hours, and I would make like a salmon dish, a chicken dish, pack all my fruits in different Ziploc containers, cook all the vegetables. It would be like I'm on a chef's show. Like all the pots and pans are out, Ziploc bags are everywhere. And then half the time, like this is when I was working at the time, I would like just take my whole, like, it would be a whole like little lunch pail with all this stuff. And it's so weird. It's like when you have it readily available, you may not even eat all of it.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so weird.
You know, so like I raised four children, and like, you know, they would all, like, it seemed like to me they would compete as to who could eat the most, right? And
wow,
faster than I fixed their plates. Like by the time I, you know, get the third plate on the table, the first two plates, they already done gobbled them down. They looking for seconds or whatever. And I'm like, man, you know, I can't even make enough food. But you, so what I don't know how I thought of this. But what I started doing, you know, when, you know, like Sunday dinners, you know how your mom would put all of the food on the table in nice dishes so you could see the food? Something about when I put all the food on the table and let everybody serve themselves, everybody ate, had enough. It would be leftovers.
Right.
It wasn't a matter of everyone getting seconds and thirds and all that stuff. The competition stopped. I think once they could see the food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's something about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom used to tell me, she used to be like, child, your eyes bigger than your stomach.
Stomach, yes. Same thing. Oh, my God. You know, you put all this stuff in your plate, like, oh, my God, why would I think I was going to eat all of this?
I don't know. No. I don't know. For me, I was the only girl, and I was raised with all my brothers, so, like, I guess I was trying to keep up with them. And,
right.
And she told me, like, uh-huh, you're going to look a mess trying to keep up with
right.
people, you know. And I was tall. She painted this whole picture like it's about to be horrible if you keep trying to keep up with me.
Okay. Don't want
to
do it.
I was trying to jump off the roof and wrestle and climb trees. I was trying to do everything they was doing. I mean, it wasn't no girls. All I had was them. So.
And I was the only child, so.
Oh, okay.
And my, you know, dolls and things.
Yeah. So you were still cutesy and pretty and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I was a whole boy.
I was a tomboy too at the same time.
Okay.
I'm a Libra, so it's both.
Okay, you balance the scale. We're gonna serve the feminine, the divine feminine and the divine masculine.
Yeah. That would be all day long. Right.
So tell me, Courtney, how did you parlay that into your own business?
Yeah, so then from that, I hit like a plateau where I wasn't my weight.
Okay.
There are certain areas that I wanted some help with. And even then, sometimes with no matter what you're doing with your diet, no matter what you're doing in the gym, certain areas are just stubborn.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so I came across like an Instagram post from a past colleague, and they were doing body sculpting.
Okay.
And I saw before and after pictures, was like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
What is all this about?
Yeah.
You know? So she hit me up. I went to a session. She had the studio in her house, but she had a back house.
Okay.
She turned the whole back house into a studio, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so awesome. Like, oh, my gosh, what am I getting myself into? You know, she told me about the clients that she had, and she had all these gadgets and gadgets and all these machines. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, what am I getting myself into? Like, it's going to hurt. She's like, no. It's painless. You might hear like a little like you know, squeaky sound in your ear because the sound waves are going through your body. And I was like, what? So then like I did my session. I felt like, I don't know, snatched. Like I just felt like tight, right?
Yes.
I just felt like tight, and like, you know, my posture was up a little bit more. And so she showed me a before and after picture, you know, and I was like, oh my god, this is from today. She's like, Courtney, I don't have a.
Right.
I took a picture of you. Right. this is like a beauty secret. Like, what? How long has this been around? Why don't more people know about this?
Yeah.
You know, it was very affordable.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, sign me up. Let me get a package of five.
You know? Right.
So I started going, and I would tell her, like, girl, so, you know, he's an investor. Like, you know, we can get a studio, and, like, we can, like, you know, make this thing. thing, and I wanted more people to feel what I'm feeling.
Yes.
But I guess she wasn't quite ready to make that step yet. And
yes.
So in my mind, I'm just like, okay, I need to look at, I think I need to look into this.
Yes, yes.
Started looking more into it. I found an amazing trainer in Long Beach. They do accreditation with body sculpting.
Yeah.
It was with a company called Calibod, and they were awesome. They taught me everything that I know. I went there. They taught me all the ins and outs of business. I walked out certified, submitted all my stuff to the National Mixed Law Association, and I just went right to it and was looking for a place to lease. No
right.
client site, no nothing. I just knew I have this, like, dream, and
it's
I wanted
magic.
To
yeah.
with it. And I was like, more people should know about this.
Yes.
Like, this is like a secret that, like, it's a, one of those beauty secrets that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how I came up with my company name, Shaped Secrets, you know. And so I went out there, and I live in downtown, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, you know, and this entrepreneur in me is like, I don't want to have to drive too far.
Yeah.
I want convenient, easy.
Yes.
Downtown is like the mecca of L.A. Let me find a place in downtown. So luckily, I was able to stumble upon a great a space in downtown L.A. I negotiated my lease down, and I was like, all right, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
You know, I went full force, did a construction. I had a problem, like, looking for a place that was just, like, one room. That's all I needed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's not affordable. It's not going to work. So I have to think bigger.
Yes.
Let me get a bigger space.
Yes.
And I'll divide up this space.
Yes.
Help other beauty professionals rent the space out from the space that I have. And they can do it daily, weekly, monthly. So I did that as well in the space that I have in downtown L.A. And so I was able to recreate that space. And so Shaped Secrets is right there on 7th and Olive in downtown L.A. I started with my marketing, got my website up. I'm on Groupon.
Yes.
I'm looking for help people to help me with PR and affiliate marketing and
yes.
all that stuff.
Yes.
I was looking at other, my cousin who was working for another sales company. I was like, maybe I could use you to help me.
Yes.
You know, I was gathering all the troops, and I knew you know, the clients will come.
Yes.
Women, we love instant gratification.
Yeah.
And we love when we can be helped in some type of way. We love to hear about these little beauty secrets, you know. And I felt like this platform that I was able to hone in on was something that really would help people who are struggling, because, you know, people can get depressed from not looking and feeling good or feeling themselves 100%. And with this, I wanted to bring some of the new ways of empowering women.
Yes. Yes.
You know? And not even just women,
yes.
but men too. Men, you know, men deal with the same thing as far as weight and body goals too, body shaming, body awareness, all those things. So in my practice, like, I always tell my clients to give yourself grace.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, because, you know, when they come in, they're like, you know, upset about a specific area. They're like, no matter what I do, Cordy, this is not going the way. Like, I just need help with this area, please help me. Like, what can we do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And with me, because I'm such a big person of body positivity, I never like to tell my clients how many sessions they should do.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's up to you.
That's
you
right.
know, I tell you what these treatments do, but, you know, ultimately, you are the one that's going to define how many sessions you want, because I don't know what your body goal is. I don't have, like, an image of what is the perfect body. So I'm not going to place you like, okay, well, this is a perfect body. I know you want to get here. I don't know if you want to get there to that area. You may love your food bus.
Right.
You may love your full face.
Yes.
So I don't know, you know, so I'm just like, it's up to you. The more sessions you have, the closer you're going to get to your goal. So let's just start off with two. Let's just do a little trial and error type of thing.
Yes.
Start off with four. You know, I know most people, when they deal with sales, not like a salesy person, but I'm working on that, they'll start at the highest package. Like, yeah, you need 12 sessions, you know. So, although, yes, the money is there. The money will come. I want my clients to be happy. I want them to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to feel heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to see the results. And when my clients come in, even just in the first session, from me taking their picture before and then me seeing how they look, their after picture, like, their posture is more sturdy, like, they're smiling now, even though I don't show the faces on my Instagram or social media for the before and after,
mm-hmm.
I can see how different, like, their facial features are from the first, from the before and after. I'm just like, this is what I love to see. Like, I just, and most, 90% of my clients say they just feel so good. They're like, Courtney, even if I didn't see anything today, I feel great. You
know,
and that's what I want my clients to walk away from, is being able to feel good, because that ties in with your mental health as well. You know,
and I want to get into a little bit of the technology behind what it is that you do, as well as exactly what you are doing to the bodies with the machines. I know it's, you know, cavitation as well as sculpting. So let's talk about the technology behind what you actually do and the results that you're going to get from that.
Okay, got it. So there's different techniques, I call them modalities.
Mm-hmm.
We do most of the time have to warm up your body and get your cells and your skin ready for me to put in the work. So most of the time I do utilize my hands for lymphatic drainage massage. And that kind of like helps to mobilize and move things around
mm-hmm.
through your lymphatic system,
yes.
get things flowing, get your blood flowing. Get it prepared for any of the wood tools that I may be
yes.
using
mm-hmm.
next, or any of the machines that I'm using. All the movements that I utilize with my hands, this lymphatic massage,
mm-hmm.
is helping to make everything flow through your lymph nodes.
Yes.
We have lymph nodes in different areas of our body.
Yes.
And at those points, that's where things are able to be removed from, by like your waist,
yes.
and your top. Go through your lymphatic system as long as you're pushing it and pulling it down to through your lymph nodes, right?
Yes.
So we utilize that as a treatment or as a procedure. And we do utilize, you were saying, the ultrasound fat cavitation.
Yes.
That's the machine that has that weird, like, squeaky
mm-hmm.
sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right when, like, the head touches your skin, you don't feel it, but you hear the sound wave,
yeah.
right? I'm not going to hear it.
Yeah.
People get so weirded out, like, oh, my gosh, Courtney, you hear them? Yes, I always have to, like,
yeah.
warn my clients, okay, you're going to hear a weird
yeah.
sound,
yeah.
right? Because
yeah.
this is the sound waves are going through your body.
Targeting the fat.
So what's
you can't
sound?
Say it like that, though. But
I always say fat still. I always say fat. A little better, right? The sound waves go through your skin and hit those fat cells,
mm.
and so the content that's within the fat cells burst
mm-hmm.
and liquefy.
Yeah,
you know. And then once they do that, now your body is going to flush them out right through your system, because
okay.
now it's just waste.
Yes.
And so one of the requirements when my clients first start is to make sure you got to drink lots of water.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to drink at least 2 liters of water before you come to a session. No caffeine either 24 hours before and after,
yes.
and no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are detoxifying your body.
That's right.
And I want your body to be as clean as possible
mm-hmm.
so it can work on flushing out those fat cells.
Yes.
I don't want it to worry about the caffeine and the alcohol yes. and the fat cells.
Yes.
I want to just focus on that. So come as clean as you can, no coffee. And I've had, you know, clients say, Courtney, I can't live. I can't. Is this for one day? Just for one day, or it's like in 2 days, right? The day before and the day after. I was like, but you know your goals, so I'm just saying, you know, if you want the best results, you just have to, you know, you just have to work with me.
Work with you, exactly.
Yes.
It's all
you
about
know.
Their body and their body positivity. I want to show your website right quick. And
yeah.
And then when we come back, I want to talk about, well, let's talk about your website. Let's put the website up there really quick.
Sure.
Yeah, so you can walk us through. Can you see that? Can you see really
yes.
well? Okay. So,
yes,
Shape Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets.
Right.
Are they able to make appointments through your website?
Yes, you
okay.
can. Yep, exactly. When you go to services, the service section, you'll be able to click the link and then make an appointment right through the website.
Hold on, he's going to click it and show
okay.
the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So Body Sculpting Secrets, those are the treatments that we have, the single treatments, and it goes through all the different modalities that we have.
Okay.
Different packages is where I package up the treatments into like 2, 4, 8, 12 sessions.
Okay.
That's when you see, I have the best results Most of the times I have clients coming in, they're like, oh, my God, I'm going on a trip to, you know, Greece, and I want to look good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most of the time I'm like, well, I think it will be beneficial if you get a package. So I want you to take a look at all the packages that we have.
Right.
So, yeah, this is the website that I have. I'm actually revamping it, too, because I wanted to show more.
Before and after. Set there
image.
The results for a minute. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So these are some of the before and after results.
Okay, so talk me through it. Okay, so let's start to the left with the black bikini.
Yes.
What did you do there?
So with this, I did the high definition sculpt treatment that involved wood therapy.
Okay.
And I'm manually using like these wood tools, and I'm like moving and sculpting your body.
Okay.
Tools that help to increase and build your collagen and tone your body as well.
Okay.
But I'm manually like moving things around, and then most of the time people will see it right after
yeah.
that first session.
Yeah.
You know, we did the wood therapy. We did the ultrasound cavitation that helped to, you know, burst the fat cells, the liquid in the fat cells.
Yeah.
And then the skin tightening that closes out the session, helps to tighten up the skin.
Okay.
You know, to get it closer to your muscles.
Okay. Now, I'm really curious about the bottom, it would be my right corner with the, looks like it's, what would you call it?
Cellulite.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. I was stuck
so
for a second.
We utilize the wood therapy as well.
Okay.
And that's something called a vacuum therapy, and
mm-hmm.
that kind of uses a vacuum suction
yes.
to, like, lift up the skin and the fat,
mm-hmm.
and then I ovalize it up towards a different area. So I'm moving the fat and lifting up the skin to, like, stretch it out
yeah.
so it's not clumpy anymore.
That's amazing results. That is
mm-hmm.
amazing. You know how much medicine and surgery
right.
and injections they have for cellulite, and you were able to do that with the wood
yes.
therapy, first of all, and the, you know, and the wood therapy tools. Which
yes.
it feels like a massage, you know, when you're kind of getting the wood therapy.
Yes.
The wood therapy, I'm not talking about the suction, because the suction, that's a whole
right.
different. But the wood therapy itself
yeah.
that, you,
yeah.
you know, and you have to be an artist to even be able
yeah.
to, you know, for lack of a better term, work it that well on
right.
someone else's
yeah.
body. So look at your sculpting. Look at what you've done. That's beautiful. That's beautiful work. I'm really impressed with the bottom right corner. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was after a 12 session.
Yes, honey. Yes. It's okay. I mean, because people spend a lifetime trying to figure cellulite out. You know how long cellulite has been an issue?
Yes.
And then, like, sometimes those injections or whatever you're doing to put
right.
things inside of your body can be very healthy. Right now we're talking about things that you can do topically that's not going to, you know, hurt your body, but
right.
you know, actually, it's actually healthy to get a massage of any kind. It's just healthy. You
yes.
know, you're moving around the lymphatic system. You're moving around. You're allowing the blood to circulate, because that's what it's all about.
Correct.
You know, when
yes.
we have blockages, that's what's happening. That's why we're sick. That's why we're holding poisons in our body. Our skin starts to react. And the fact that you're, like, literally able to massage someone to health, so to speak, in that case, is very is amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Good job. Good job.
Thank
Kudos
you.
To you.
So, sometimes it could be a lot of work with that wood therapy. Like,
I know.
I break a sweat sometimes. So.
I know you do.
Like, go in there.
They definitely they get their money's worth and some. But I'm going to scroll down to her contact, you guys. Take a look at the contact information, you guys. We're coming down to those last few minutes of the show. We're going to talk about what's next.
I'm not sure if you saw that.
I'm sorry?
You see the booty? Image?
Oh, yeah, the butt lift. We can't forget the booty. Is there on? Let's keep scrolling.
There's one up there. If you scroll up a little bit.
Scroll back up.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Click
on follow on Instagram. Okay, click. Can you click on that? Right to that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not
sure if it opens up. Yeah. Can we see it on our – I don't know if we can – it opens up, but we're not able to see it on screen.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, she does the butt lifts and everything. So let's talk about that really quickly, and then I want to get into what's next for you and then your handles and everything. Tell us about the butt lift procedure. You know, I got to really sit here and act like I don't know what's going on so the audience can get all the information from you, but – talk about this amazing, what happens when you know, you do the butt lift. Just, I mean, because you think about the, was it the BBLs and the, you know what I mean, the injections and all of this stuff. But girl,
yeah, so
all we had to do was this. Okay, go ahead. Talk about it.
Yeah, this is like the most non-invasive way to get a higher butt or to get the, what is that, the heart butt?
Yes.
Want more size, more a wider butt if you have hip dips.
Yeah.
I do utilize the vacuum therapy to help cool whatever fat you have from your thighs or from your back,
mm-hmm.
to mobilize it to mm-hmm. get to the middle area of your mm-hmm. butt area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put these big cups
mm-hmm.
that pretty much kind of cover your buttock,
mm-hmm.
and the vacuum pulls your butt into the suction.
Yes.
And that procedure lasts about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to feel like some heavy pressure.
Right.
Like your butt is being sucked for like 45 minutes in these cups.
Yes.
What it does is it kind of like fills up the fat cells and expands them, you know, just like how if somebody were to exercise and do all those lunges and squats and stuff, and they're building up their muscle, you know, to increase the fat in the butt area. We're kind of doing the same thing, but with expanding your fat cells in that area. And these are permanent results.
Yeah.
I always like post treatments where it's like for you to be able to keep these results, you do need to do squats, because you need to do your squats every day. You can keep your results, because just like you exercising, if you stop exercising, of course your results are going to go back to what it used to be before.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that image of that client, that was only after two sessions.
Wow. Are we able? Let me see. On your site, do we have a picture of the actual procedure with the cups? Is that somewhere we can?
I think so. Yeah. If you go to services.
Okay.
Secret
packages. Startup. Yeah, click on that.
I think I have an image of the suction cup. You scroll down.
Let's see. There we go. Okay. Watches. Okay. Keep going. Okay. Is that it? Oh, to the right, the front right where it says book now?
It should say.
No, okay. Keep going.
Keep going down. It should say Brazilian butt lift.
Okay. That makes it easy. Wood therapy. Let's keep going. We see all the beautiful, wonderful things.
Oh, I didn't include it on there.
Okay. That's okay. We get some of the... Yeah, I just wanted them to see how it looks.
Yeah.
But it's okay because they're going to go to your website, and they're going to actually go to your Instagram, and they're going to book some appointments with you. And they're going to get great results, clean, healthy results, no guilt, no surgery, no knife, you know, no injections, just health and just a new and different way of looking at things that, you know how medicine, you know, and I'm not ragging on medicine. Yes, I am. I'm ragging on medicine. I'm not even going to try to act politically correct. But you know how the money is not in the cure. You know what I mean? Because earlier you mentioned like, wow, why didn't we know about this? And I felt the same thing, same way when I actually found out about these procedures and how to actually do them. And I was like, wow, that goes to show you that it's more popular and it makes more money to actually get surgery versus doing this. That's minimum cost as well as healthier. And it's not as scary. And it might take it's not the instant gratification,
correct.
You know, but. You know, first of all, you do see results, you know, the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, even say if you did get a surgery, there's a recovery time. There's a lot, you know, things that you go through with surgery. Whereas even if this takes a few sessions, it's you can go back to work. You can come on
right
a lunch
away.
Break
yeah.
immediately. You know, this is nothing. You might got to sit on a pillow if you got the butt lift. But, you know,
right.
as far as pain or anything like that, there's none of that. There's no, literally no downtime.
Right.
So I think this is a great business. I think you hit the hammer right on the nail. I believe that you will continue to be prosperous with this. I am so proud that you have a downtown studio to do this out of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, downtown L.A. That's huge, first and foremost. So I'm so excited. You guys, check her out. Go get with her. I'm still, my mind is still kind of blown on the cellulite thing. Like, wow, because that one, I'm well versed in this these type of treatments, but I had never seen those level of results, you know, for the cellulite. So that in itself, you know, I think you might have coined that one. I think that might be your own. That might be your own thing, girl.
Come on now, that's going to my goal. So like, you know, be innovative. Find something that works. Find something that I love. Helping people is what I love to do. And if I can do that with body sculpting, I'm all for it. And I just love seeing people's results. Like, oh my gosh, I did that. I helped you get from here to here. You know, I just get excited every day, like, for my client to come in, so I can just show them, no, like, you're going to be so excited when I'm with you, you know.
And so as you walk this journey of body positivity, are you becoming this magnet for other women, you know, just a group of women coming together and just loving ourselves? Are you finding that in this journey of yours?
Yes, I am. And I feel like I get to know my clients a lot more as I'm meeting with them and dealing with them and going through these sessions, because most of the times they're coming multiple times.
Yeah.
And the sessions last anywhere between 1 hour to 2 hours. So we are talking it up. We are, like, it is a therapy session.
Yeah.
I'm talking about stuff, you know, in my life.
Yeah.
They're talking about dating, their boyfriend, life, work, issues, problem, and it's all, like, positivity.
Yeah.
You know, and we're helping each other and giving each other advice on different things. And, like, I just love this space. The space is more than just about your body.
Yes.
It's about your wellness. It's about your health. It's about your mind and your mental state. And, you know, I've always been blessed to be, like, a very, like, positive person and open and not judgmental and seeing, like, both sides of the story or about a person's, like, experiences. So it's just a great way for me to, like, almost, like, be a mentor if I can at some point with the women that I come across, or for them to mentor me and for me to learn something from them. Well, I might be going through something one day and I have my clients, they're my ear.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
right.
So, you know, and we kind of blur up the lines a little bit, but hey, this is our little club.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little secret club that we're at. So
I just had a thought, and correct me, or, you know, either correct me if I'm wrong, or either you thought about this. Are you thinking about, or have you started any type of organization or any type of nonprofit or any type of group of, you know, group of women or group of people, period, that the, what do I want to call it? The premise of it would be body positivity. Have you started pushing towards, you know, having some type of organization doing public speaking with this? Have you started, you know?
How do you say that? It's always been my goal. It's just my capacity sometimes, right? But it's always been my goal to be able to motivate others through health and wealth. And when I say health and wealth, it's through mental health, body positivity, entrepreneurship, and finances. I'm an insurance agent as well.
Yeah.
And so, like, all the experiences that I've had in my life and all the businesses that I've tried, it's been a journey for me trying to figure out what is the industry that I want to be in. And I've kind of, like, did a lot of things, and I've tried to, like, about 6, 7, 8 different companies from my 20s up until now. I'm 34. And I feel like I have so much experience and so much knowledge. I just want to share. I love sharing knowledge. I love helping people, whether it's, like, I'm helping them through their health.
Yeah.
I'm helping them with their wealth and setting them up a financial foundation with insurance and retirement accounts and getting their kids a college plan to, like, starting their own business. I've started several, so, like, I know all the steps that you need to take to get your LLC, to have your corporation, to get, you know, your DBA and things like that, do accounting. I was in HR, so... You know, I feel like it's in me to have to share this. I feel like that is, like, my goal and my purpose is to share what I do. And I want to be able to do that, but I have to get through certain points in my life where I'm able to, okay, I'm at a point where I can step back, I can hire some body sculptors. Okay, let me go to my next
Yeah, your next phase, your next level. But I see that. I see that for you. I see that for you. You know, I think that you could definitely organize and galvanize the people as it regards to body positivity, health, and wealth. I see you speaking. I see you traveling with this, you know, because like you said, this was just the, you know, the foundation, you know, of it for you, which I believe will take you to, you know, further spaces, further places with this. So that's my little humble opinion. But tell me, what is next for Courtney? What do you see yourself doing next?
I want to train others to be body sculptors against this beauty industry.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to offer more health products. I'm working on like a detox tea right now.
Yeah.
I want to be able to release soon before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to open multiple locations and then share my space.
Yeah.
There's so many like different office spaces that are available to people that work in office settings, but the industry, they don't have a place for people that are up and coming where they can sit. I just need, like, I'm just starting. I don't have that many clients yet. Can I rent this space for one day?
So
I started that with my own studio, but I want to open up in multiple locations and have it available to help my brothers and sisters out that I just need a space to just start.
Yeah.
You know, we all will help. And if I can be that studio that is able to get them that chance, then I want to be able to offer that to them.
All right. All right. Well, you know, we have came down to those last few minutes of the show. I wanted you to tell the people where they can get in touch with you at all your handles. And also, what would you leave the people with? Your last comment, something that you would want to tell the people, whether it's the women that is struggling with health and wealth, or whether it's just us as a community. What is it that you would like to leave the people with?
Love yourself. Give yourself grace. We all go through different things in life, and it's all about consistency and moving forward and past that. And if you have a friend to lean on and talk to, please do that. Express what you want to do and how you want to do it so they can keep you accountable, too, because we all need those types of friends to help us get through those times. And then to do more of what you love and to take action.
Yes.
Put action behind your words.
Yes.
You want to do this, you say you want to do it, and sometimes you just have to wait until you get fed up.
Yes.
You know, hold on to that and remember, you know, that's what you want to do so you can kind of make that next step.
I love it. And so tell the people your handles and how they can get a hold to you and, you know, your hours and everything for they can just, you know, call you up.
We are open 7 days a week, so I'm trying to help you guys. It's by appointment only,
okay.
So make sure you can set your appointment at Shaped Secrets, and that's with a zsecrets.com, or you can easily contact us at 213-277-5586. We do have free consultations in person or through Zoom, so you can kind of figure out what you want to do before we even get into any of the services. I'm on Instagram as well, Shaped Secrets with a Z, of course. That's about it. My handle, my personal handle is Mrs. Chocolate, MrsChocl, and the number 8, Mrs. Chocolate. Make sure that if you guys want to make that change, that you guys are prepared and ready, because I will hold you accountable. You do need to make sure you're exercising and eating right, because I do measure you guys before and after, so I will know what you're doing. Here's the water in your stomach as I'm doing lymphatic massage. I know if you drank 2 liters of water before you came. So I will hold you guys accountable, so you have to be ready before you make that appointment with me.
And then when you do the when you are doing the lipo, are they waiting before they come back? Is it a 2 or 3 day wait before they come back for the next session? How long in between sessions?
Oh, my ideal like wait time is my clients coming in once a week.
Okay.
So they have a session.
Okay.
I am able to do the most that I would do is twice in a week. I would do that for people who they have a photo shoot, a video, they're going on vacation. You know, so I'll hang out 3 days apart because we need to give your body enough time to detoxify what I did.
Yes.
3 days should, you know, suffice.
Yes.
But if not, once a week is good so I can see what you're doing for the all those 6 days I don't see you, right? So we can kind of, you know, keep it consistent.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. So thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure having you. We got to have you back anytime you come out with any new products, a book, or when you do start your journey or your touring, whatever. So I can see all that's coming. So whenever you have something that you want to tell the people about, you're more than welcome to come back. You know, you have a home here. Thank you so much for sharing with us today your journey. We love it. It's, you know, we've learned a lot today, and it just encourages us to keep going. And I appreciate you sharing your story with us. And thank you for coming on 2020 Vision. I definitely want you to stick around. I want you to do a drop for us and when the show goes off. But, again, thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Bye, guys.
Yep. Well, you guys, my name is Amira the Songstress, and this has been another episode of 2020 Vision. And the message is what it always is: love, life, and light. Love yourself, your whole self. You know, take care of yourself. You're the only one that's going to do it, for real, for real. Make yourself beautiful. I mean, why not? You know, live your life to the fullest and make some money. You know what I mean? Make some prosperity for yourself. You know, that's happiness. When you can create something that's sustainable for your own life, that's the key to happiness right there. Courtney shared that story with us where she was able to take something that plagued her in the beginning of her life and turn it into something positive and prosperous. That's what it's all about. That's the American dream. That's what they don't tell you. You guys, you can find me at Amira the Songstress on YouTube, Instagram, or wherever you like to look me up. And you can also find me on Spotify, iTunes, or Pandora, wherever you like to listen. And remember, you guys, stay focused.
No regret. Let me fix my crown, baby. Like dominoes, yeah, it's going down.
Okay.
My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound, and I don't know why you. Like a red light that don't ever change, and you should know why. I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting.